Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Hey, you guys!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm so mad at my dog.
Josh, does that statement mean anything to you?
Oh, it means it's another show.
No, I mean, like, the reference that Mike is doing with the voice.
No, I don't.
Pretty subtle, but Rob picked up on it right away. It's a great stand-up moment.
Steve Martin album.
I'd love to get that clip. Maybe we can play that clip on the bonus show tomorrow.
Sure.
It's really one of my all-time favorites. And, you know, I look back at when I loved Steve Martin before. It seemed like very early on in Steve Martin's career, he got into the serious business of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the banjo and everything. Look.
I don't mind the banjo. I think his turn was when he started carrying business cards that said, "I've met Steve Martin," in lieu of doing autographs.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the turning
point. And serious doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, funny, but funny in a real calculated way.
Funny in a go-to-hell way.
Yeah, because he was Steve Martin.
Yeah.
And those
LPs, the first two, Wild and Crazy Guy, and I think it might have just been called
What's
Steve
the one
Martin.
Where he has the big nose?
I think that's Wild and Crazy Guy. Let me check. I have
no,
the
no,
LP.
No, not the album. The movie with the big nose.
Oh, that's Roxanne.
That's when I left. Yeah. That's when I said
that. But he does have an album where he has like a Groucho glasses on, so he does have a big nose. So you
well, the arrow and the arrow why. Through his head.
Yes, you can understand why.
If you wanted to know, because Don Geronimo and I used to argue about Steve Martin and Robin Williams and who was funnier. I think we proved it yesterday when Rob was on the show with the beautiful video. He played an ancient commercial from the Mork and Mindy show.
Almost
where they were doing
50 years ago. Yeah.
Ad for telephones. And Robin Williams is in it for like an eighth of a second, and he is still funny.
He steals
because
it.
Because he's just funny.
Yeah, he can't help it.
Whereas Steve had great comedy albums, and then the whole... He right away got into the whole believing his own press thing.
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
I agree. And he also had some classic set pieces that he would do on, like, The Tonight Show. He was a good guest on The Tonight Show. But it is when you start believing your own press. That's
exactly.
The problem.
Robin Williams never, like, right up to almost the end, would be, first of all, put an amazing dramatic movie performances.
Mm-hmm.
And he would also... be a guest on a talk show and just always feel that
the best.
Wonderful insecurity that you feel as a performer where you have to really bring it. And I always respected that.
Insecurity caught up to Robin Williams.
Or the disease that he had.
The disease, I think.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough to know what he was really going through at the end of his life, but really an amazing tragedy. But with Steve Martin, and Rob loves that show because he's a good actor. Steve Martin's a good actor. But, you know, the whole thing where he...
Only Murders in the Building?
That's that show's very highly regarded. But that would be, Roxanne, where, you know, it's a lot of...
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of
you
Steve
wanted more
Martin
of the, You want more of the
this.
Jerk.
Yeah, I wanted more of the jerk, exactly, when he was said. But back to dog therapy.
Please.
And the bit that Steve Martin does is goes, "I'm so mad at my mother." And that's a very, very funny bit. We'll play it on the bonus show tomorrow. The
food.
The part about the...
It'll be good. We'll get to compare two comedians tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Steve Martin and then a modern comedian.
The modern comedian?
Yeah.
Stosh. Is he a comedian? Yes. I thought he might just be a guy that got online.
No. He's a up-and-coming comedian.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait.
He had a movie come out this past year and everything.
All right. This guy, you'll love him. What's his name again so we can give him a little advance?
Stavvy.
Stavvy will be talking Baltimore Ravens right here on the show.
Not to be confused with Stabby, who is it's a good nickname for a felon.
Stabby, the Stabby Shiv. Stabby Shiv, who's on. Here is the deal with our the state of animals. There are many layers to this. There is the layer of my sister coming down to visit and saying that Stubby the puppy was not a Boston Terrier.
Now, that was like around Thanksgiving, right?
This has been the week before Thanksgiving
down. This has been a burr under your saddle for a couple months now.
Last night, after the carnage, as I should say, he's playing on the bed, and he's doing this thing where he likes to go back and forth on the bed, and I'm going,
It's zoomies.
And he's going back and forth.
Zoomies.
And he really, really had a pit bull look to him. Like he actually frightened me because he looked so intense. That's a different layer.
Okay.
This layer is Stubby and a busy family and the requirement that, you know, we don't just live in a community where we have a backyard where we can let him out the door anytime. It's a process. And it's a leashed process. You know, I'm not alone. Everybody, a lot of people live like that, where you got to take the dog out on a leash and you have to take him out for a walk. And it's just constant. And he still has accidents in the house regularly.
Are they timed? Because Linus is so regular about when he makes sticks.
Linus is an older dog, too. So Linus has, you know, this dog will, Stubby has been known to go outside first thing in the morning and then come right in and drop a deuce, like right in, like 5 seconds after he gets in. And he falls into the category, and Carla's going to hate me saying this.
Yes.
He falls into the bad dog category.
Oh,
he does.
No.
He is a bad dog.
He's not a good dog.
He's a sweet dog. He's lovable. He's cute. I give him lots of love, but from a disciplinary standpoint, I realize we have busy schedules. I realize if we had 8 hours a day to spend time with the dog, that perhaps this situation, I know there are a lot of methods to training the dog where he's out, he's in, he's out, he's in. We're busy and we're flying around and we're all doing different stuff. And there are many, many hours during the day where there's nobody in the house. My son, my wife, me, we're not in the house. So yesterday I realized that I'm going out of the house. Carla's going out of the house and Michael's at school, and I don't want to leave the dogs in a crate all the way to 3 o'clock in the afternoon
when I'm going to be back in the house.
Mm-hmm. So Carla put it best when she said he can't be left alone. And that's the kind of dog you have. Yeah, okay. There are dogs that you can leave them all day. And then there are dogs that are just dogs.
Mike, that's a bad word. And I don't think that the dog is actually made of feces. I think the dog is just broken. But you can fix it.
What do you mean? Broke. Well, see, that's the wrong word to use because if you break an animal, you're talking about breaking a horse. You know?
Okay, well,
broken like a human being would be broken.
Yeah, he's not right, but he can be repaired.
He's not right.
Is he the dog that you took to the expensive trainer, or was that his big
brother? That was Winslow.
Winslow, okay. Now,
that worked pretty well with Winslow.
But big dollars, right?
Yeah, and when Winslow was a little more grown. Carla goes puppy, 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 puppy. That's the excuse for everything is puppy.
He's less than a year old, right?
He's less than a year old.
He's still a puppy.
He's still a puppy, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so I make the decision that I don't want him in the crate all day. I just don't. I've always hated the idea of dogs being, you know, restricted in that way all day long. And I want him to have, access to his food and his water and all that, blah, blah, blah. I come home. And if you ever are familiar with a scene in a movie where somebody's investigating a crime and they're onto him and they ransack the apartment because they're trying to find information, that's what I walked into in my living room. There is what I would best describe as, and this is my own home, and I apologize for not being able to really tell you what it is, but let's, for lack of a better term, let's call it a craft cart where it's got markers.
Did you say craft or crash?
Craft.
Because you know
the crash cart is in the bedroom next to my bed.
And Mike, this just in from the World Broadcast Center in the chat room, a Carla O'Mara says, "Stop it. He's a puppy."
He's a puppy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You just
let me
so far.
Let me finish
now,
what I want.
A craft cart is one of those little carts with like three trays where you store everything in.
And there's and I think it's for both Carla and Michael. Carla when she's doing different things for work, I believe, or but it might just be like arts and crafts for Michael. Yeah. And Carla loves those kind of carts. And
you know what I keep on my craft card is
what's that?
Craft baby marshmallows.
That's because Rob's craft card is a craft services card. And you would think living in his own home, he wouldn't have that. No, he has asked for, it's part of his contract where he has asked for a craft services cart where he's got bagels and
cold
cuts, jelly beans, candy bars. You know, a variety of soft drinks,
I love sugar.
He can stay in the cage all day.
He can stay at his home.
Man,
we established that yesterday on the show that he is very happy. So on the ground, shredded are what appear to be pictures that have been done by my son. And these are not so valuable that they go up on the refrigerator, nor was my son all that broken up when he saw them. But I am doing a quick stop by the house before I go down to pick up my son yesterday and come back. I have no time to even deal with this. And I will now list what is on the floor.
Okay.
I go in between the kitchen area and the couch.
I can see
in
it.
It's one big room like a lot of the houses are nowadays.
Mike, it's a great room.
It's a great room.
It's a great one.
Hate that expression. The great room. Yeah, it sounds like Downton Abbey, and it's like
well, it is. You know, it's what it is.
2,000 square feet, which is plenty for us. I'm not embarrassed. So anyway,
this just got weird.
Sure. Well, you know, the Beckers bought a bigger house.
Good for them.
Our neighbors four doors down.
Yes, of course.
It's in my head.
But there,
there's only three of you. You don't need the extra space.
We don't.
No.
We don't.
No.
If anything, we'll go the other direction.
Yeah. The Beckers have how many living with them? Just the two?
One, two.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to regret it all day.
I look in and shredded on the floor are 8 or 9 pieces of paper, including paper that was done colored or painted or doing that. And it's shredded. Also on the floor, a box of crayons. They haven't been badly chewed, but they've been scattered they were thrown by a small child. That's number two.
That he picked up?
I was going to get a ding for every item that I had. That's why I set it up like that.
Right. Mike, when he picked up box of crayons, do you suppose he did one of my favorite puppy things and is just take them in his mouth and shake them in a figure eight? Do you think that's how they were distributed?
Sure looked like it.
Okay.
By the way, the scattering of carnage was all the way from the middle of the kitchen all the way to the bedroom door. And Rob and Josh, you've both been in my house. You know the area I'm talking about. Pretty decent little coverage area with that. To the right of the entryway into the house is a pee mark where he has peed. All right? He's peed. If you go into the kitchen, directly in front of our kitchen refrigerator, is poo. He has pooped there.
But both of those biological incidents are on tile or wood, right? For easy cleanup?
He is not. We have it blocked off so he cannot have access to any carpet.
Oh, okay. So
due to the fact that we've been doing this for his entire time.
Right.
On the floor, there are, what Michael explained, very expensive markers. He said, "Dad, these are $5 a piece, these markers." And they were the kind that he used to make his paintings. Those are out of the box, scattered, some of them completely destroyed, some of them with just the ends chewed on them.
The action part of it got chewed.
Then we get into little bitty, they appear to be for jewelry making, those beads that you put on the string.
Sure.
And those are I don't know how many are in his intestinal tract right now, but they are
all I can
they
say,
are scattered
Mike,
all over.
Your walk over so the next few days, Mike. Your walk, your morning walk is going to look like the show Showgirls when you see what comes out of his ass.
I am so pissed off at this point. And by the way,
yes,
his sorry ass is sitting up on the top, you know, the back couch
right.
of the sofa with this look going like this. With the eyebrows like, what's going on?
Pretending not to know.
On the other side, I have no idea what he's destroyed, but it appears to be some sort of document of value. I realized
not your will.
Well, that we have a report card, but that wasn't printed out. That was online. And then we have some tax documents for Carla's business, and those have been up on the breakfast bar. So, but I looked and it looked like he got one of those, which would require him to get up on a bar stool and get it off the table. But he hasn't gotten that. Now, I have been securing my reading glasses and my sunglasses so that he can't get to those because he will destroy those. Yeah. He will destroy anything that he has access to because he is a – I'd like to emphasize once again, he is a bad dog.
That is – I can't accept
bad
that.
Bad dog.
I can't accept that.
Over on the left in front of the television.
Yes.
Is what I would best describe as a river of piss. Where it's just, I've taken this dog out twice.
Yes.
And, you know, and I've meanwhile, the good dog is sitting in his little place area.
Yeah.
A little place for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely a saint. A saint of an animal who is accosted every day by the brain damaged dog that just is like, yeah. Yeah. This is how I will describe how Stubby acts towards Winslow right now.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's provoking
all morning.
He
all
wants
morning.
Him to play. He
and wants then
him
all
to
evening.
Play.
He wants him to play. And I can't stand it.
Well, Mike. Was there any reference from the good dog and the river of urine? Is there any chance that the good dog is soiling
not
the house
on your life?
Just
the
asking.
Good dog will do that only in a tremendous emergency if it's absolutely necessary.
What unless if he wants to get the bad dog in trouble?
Yeah, he want try to muscle him out.
I don't think he's that evil. I don't think he has that chip. I think he's just put upon with the being mugged constantly, and
you know it's not Michael, right?
By the way, I came home because I had to duck in to do my own business prior to going down to pick Michael up at school. I leave the carnage thinking that at least I will have my son with me to clean up hopefully
bad.
Before our late afternoon taping, which was yesterday. And
were you going to, when you got home with Michael and the river of piss was still there, were you going to feign surprise?
No,
look
no,
at
I'm
this.
Not that dishonest.
Okay.
No.
I thought
I
that would
do
add
like
the drama.
I tell Michael in the car when I pick him up, I said, we got something you're not going to believe when we get home. I'm going to show it to you. And Michael gave me a great reaction for that. Then I'm up on a taping, and I have to come in here. I pick him up at 2. I've been going kind of, let's just say there's been mileage put on the car.
Okay.
I got to get in here, and I got to do the taping. And I say to Michael, I said, listen, if you could want to do me a solid, since we're going out to buy your black pants for your concert tomorrow, you know, could you help a brother out and maybe tackle that? When I got out after the taping yesterday, I said, did you take care of it? He's lying on his bed and eating something. And I get this, with the head pops up and goes, did you do it? No. So anyway, but we did it.
The least you could have done is before you left, Mike, is thrown down a couple handfuls of paper towels, something.
No, I mean, it was by the way, the actual cleanup when the time came was remarkably fast. It was a broom, a dustpan, and some paper towels and some sanitizing wipes. And it was
and you're dressed up like Carol Burnett at the beginning of her show.
Do you know how much of my life I am spending now to take care of this carnage, this crap, piss, poop, everything that this dog does? I do not remember this from the other dog. Yes,
I think
Josh,
the best place to start at this point is a dog DNA test. And let's find out what type of dog this is. Because that's been in the back of your head for months.
It has.
Yeah. And we were.
If you look at him, he's got. He doesn't have the classic Boston Terrier face.
No.
He has the, you know, whatever jumped over the fence face.
And keep in mind, people are out to get you. I got Linus from a German Shepherd rescue site. And when we ran his DNA, he had everything except German Shepherd.
By the way, did you pay for Linus?
We paid for all his fees, whatever the rescue fee was.
But there was a fee. Right?
Yeah, yeah, but not.
If it's a real rescue, shouldn't they just give the dogs away? Really? Shouldn't
well,
they? Right?
Perhaps.
Don't
perhaps
you think?
Right.
I mean, when you have these rescue sites where they charge, they're particular breed rescues, like Golden Retriever rescue, Standard Poodle rescue, where they, you know, they charge you a significant amount of money. Dog prices are.
But don't they treat it as you're making a donation to help other future
exactly.
dogs?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the line from Lost in America when Josh does that. Well, F you. I don't know. It's just that.
But you paid
really...
more than a rescue fee.
I didn't pay. Carla paid. I didn't pay.
Well, let's just for fun say that you two are a unit. The family O'Mara paid for this dog.
Carla played at the place where you go in and buy pet food, and there are little cages, and they're all.
Yeah. Professional like cuteness.
So it
don't
is
look
what it
like
is.
A pit bull while you're in that cage.
But it is. I've never had a dog that causes. I mean, you literally. That, look, the bottom line is the dog cannot be left alone, ever. And if he's left alone, he has to be secured in an enclosure, and that's
the way. Frankie would poop all the time, and you loved Frankie.
But Frankie was a Chihuahua, so when Frankie did not pee.
Uh-huh. No, that's eventually what killed him.
Yes, sorry. Total organ failure at the end.
Renal.
Too soon. It's too soon. No, actually not. He predeceased Beluga, right?
Yeah.
Did
he? I think so.
Dogs.
No. I think Beluga went before him.
By the way, that's how you know you're going to be really old, when there's a legitimate chance that you will go before the dog.
Yeah. I actually had to address that in my will.
Did you really?
Yeah. Dog care.
How did that happen? I'm curious.
I mean, it's one of the questions. Do you have pets? And okay. I allowed, my mom gets the dog and $1,000. That's what I allowed for, pet care, yeah.
Linus?
Yeah.
Your wife will not take the dog?
Well, I mean, of course, my wife, but if, let's say, God forbid, Carrie and I are killed in an automobile accident together. And what would be
which is Rob's together. Biggest fantasy.
Mike, what would be even weirder if we were done that in separate cars?
Jesus.
But
you're not normal.
For some reason, Carrie and I normal. Are both taken. My mom gets the dog. So you may want to update your will, too.
I really thought about that. After you did that on the show, I really have to like tend to that and get that done.
Yeah.
So I know I have to deal with this in a more serious fashion, and I'll figure it out. There's just too much going on. It's the beginning of the year. We got a lot going on the show. By the way, is it too early to mention our next promotion on the show, or do you want to wait and formally put a commercial out for it, Josh, as far as the Super Bowl is concerned?
Well, we can talk about it now because we've already sold out about a third of the squares.
Oh, good. Okay,
so that's great.
We're doing a Super Bowl, I should say, big game.
Thank you.
Pool, Rob.
It's Super Bowl.
Let me tell you something about the way Rob's obsessive compulsive mind works, and tell me if I'm right about this,
all
Rob.
Right. Delighted.
You always were. If somebody tells you not to do something, like there's a big rule,
right.
you will latch on to that even when you're no longer working for a radio entity. Isn't that true? You still remember how adamant they were about don't mention the game. Don't call it the Super Bowl because of the rights,
Mike,
and all that.
I latch onto it because it's funny and I have a connection to it. Is that, do you remember we used to have, when we worked for the Columbia Broadcasting System, high-powered attorneys with credit card machines in their lobbies?
I remember well.
They
really
sent
do.
Out an email to all shows. They said, do not play the song Super Bowl Shuffle if you have pulled it from YouTube due to licensing issues.
That's
well,
it.
Because I am the greatest hoarder of all times, I have my original 45 of the Super Bowl Shuffle in a picture sleeve that I bought at that time. And so we played it, and I forget her name, but there was a particularly lovely lady attorney in the firm, and she called me and she said,
did you not get the memo about the Super Bowl shuffle?
I said, you come by it honest.
I said,
this.
Yeah, I got that memo. They said,
why are you playing it?
Because I own the album, the 45, the vinyl. She said, I'll need to see a photograph of it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support.
Same lady
who asked Mike when we could play fart sound effects, she said, can you describe the fart? Is it a wet fart?
We dealt with corporate lawyers.
The worst.
It would be the equivalent of the billionaire who buys a newspaper to clean his counters, right? That's the NFL. The NFL, so all-encompassing and so greedy that they are, they don't want anybody taking it. And I don't even know if that rule still applies where you can't say Super Bowl.
I think it still does exist for promotions.
Still applies.
Yeah.
And I ran into it with churches because I was an AV director at a church.
How did that work?
Well, churches like to have big Super Bowl parties.
Yeah. Right.
So we wouldn't call it Super Bowls, but then parties to respect the NFL. But then one year the NFL sent letters to churches across the country saying that we would have to pay to broadcast the game. We're a sports bar.
Unreal.
It's unreal. Church.
So we skipped it that year. Yeah.
Because they really, really want to make sure that they get every possible cent that they can get. Because they don't have enough. They want more. They always want more.
Do you know what's
happened
under our noses and we don't even realize it? Is now there are 3 and sometimes 4 primetime games a week, meaning that more than half of the week of primetime scheduling is devoted to the NFL. They've just taken it.
Killing it. So I will say the big game, and we are doing squares because we are taking advantage as well.
Right.
Because why not?
And
everybody's going to be.
It's
the most hyped sporting event in America. And how is it working, Josh? What do people have to do?
It's working great. You need to message me or send me an email, and we're collecting the money over Venmo or PayPal. I don't know if you can. It's not coming up on the camera, but we have
that.
About a third of these squares. We have a $10 square or a $25 square, and we are giving out cash for every quarter.
So are there 2 specific boards, a $10 board and a $25 board?
Great.
Okay.
So you can buy multiple squares. And do you know how Super Bowl squares work?
I don't, and that's why I've purchased squares. I won big money at Cocoonville one time when I won the final square or whatever, but I still don't remember
how
they
worked. You used that money, Mike, to buy a dog.
I did. A little beautiful pit bull puppy.
So the way the squares work is there's 100 squares. You buy a square or multiple squares, and it's a grid. So one side of the grid is AFC, the other side is NFC.
Okay.
And what you do is right before the Super Bowl, probably the Thursday before, we randomly draw numbers to fill out 0 through 9. What, 9? And fill in all those squares. So then you have a grid where it's 0 through 9, 0 through 9, but random orders.
Okay.
And at the end of the first quarter, whatever the last digit is in the scores, so if it's 34-27, you line up the 7 and the 4. Well, yeah, first quarter would be more. 7-14. So
wow,
you would
they're really
the 4.
Tearing it up out there, folks.
That's still a big score. Yeah. So say it's 6. What if it's 6-0?
6-0. So you'll line up the 6 and the 0, and whoever square that is wins $120 in the $10 square and $300 in the $25 square.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we give away.
But they don't get to pick the square. They just get to buy a square.
You pick your number square 1 through 100 right now.
Oh, you do get to pick your number.
But the grid is randomly decided right before the game.
So, you're just filling
up
a 10
by 10. So you
don't
know what numbers you're getting. You just know where you're going on the grid.
Okay. All right. I'd like to buy a square.
Okay.
I'd like to buy a $25 square.
All right. I've got
to. And do I have to give you a number?
No.
Yep. Yeah, you want to give me a number right now?
Between 1 and 100?
1 and 100.
63.
Oh, Mike, that's not a good one.
All right, that is...
I'm just making trouble.
Shut up. Your number.
Really? Okay.
Well, until he sends the money, right?
I'm good for it.
What if tomorrow you didn't show up to the show?
Mike has gone to the Caribbean.
$25.
He's fled. He faked his own death.
He
owes Josh $25 for a square. He's faked his own death. He has absconded with 25 of Josh's dollars. I want to talk about a TV show.
Please.
This is the time of year I always talk about this. I just wanted to do a quickie here because I'm not sure whether I'm 100% behind it, but I'm pretty close. We talk about shows that have great writing, shows that have great acting. I'm going to talk about a show that will appeal to you if you are experiencing SAD, seasonal affective disorder. If you are depressed and you are feeling a little down after the holidays and all you have to look forward to is, slaying the dragon and another daily slog, and you're looking to watch something just completely without any merit whatsoever, and you just want human beings at their absolute worst with no redeeming qualities, hardly a character in this show that has anything going for it, just nothing at all.
So Happy's Place.
Happy's Place, Mike.
Happy's
love it.
Place is the choice. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Reba, come on now. Where is she? Oh, I didn't plug it in.
Oh, sorry. Give me smoke, give me fire, give me Reba McEntire. Happy's Place, 8 p.m. Monday nights on NBC.
Give me fire, give me.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Hi, Reba.
And it streams live the next day on Peacock.
I wish we, Josh, I know this is on the fly here.
Yeah.
Show is called, it's on Netflix. It's called American Primeval. If you could find a trailer for American Primeval.
Is it a new show or just new to you?
I don't know.
It's new.
It's brand new. It's called American Primeval. I am here to tell you if this is, I have always believed that this may have been what the 1800s and olden times were really like out west and during the Civil War.
Okay,
do you remember the movie with Bridget Jones, Renee Zellweger, Cold Mountain? Remember
sure.
that?
Yeah,
that was a similar dark where just no redeeming qualities. This is similar to the movie that came out with Leonardo DiCaprio called The Revenant.
Okay,
But intense. I mean, if you think about the American West, and it takes place in Utah, where the Mormons are trying to establish themselves, and they are going through a lot of this does not paint the Mormons in a good picture, with a good picture at all. This is just very, very dystopian and very dark and very Revenant-like.
Why are you drawn to these shows?
Because I am a miserable son of a bitch.
I was going to say,
with a puppy that is out of control. And by the way, I am extremely delighted with my life, with my son, with my wife. I like doing this show. Coming in here and doing this show, I think Rob would agree, has moved into a kind of a different zone.
It has.
I really
Best
think
part
so.
Of the day. It really
I
is.
I just don't think it's ever been quite like this. It's kind of where it is, and I hope it is for with your support, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
It will be from some time. Do we have anything from American Primeval?
I do.
Good. Let's take a look.
Cool.
There's no such thing as safe in this world. No God. No creator to ask for help. We do what we have to do.
You really believe that?
I know it. There's war brewing in this territory. Heading west is a mistake.
I have no choice. Do you feel bad killing men?
Oh, co-writer of The Revenant.
Okay, makes sense.
Not the bad ones.
That's Tig from Sons of Anarchy.
Why do you people have so much hunger to kill?
Here.
Beautiful trailer.
There is a lot of death.
It is a.
It's got the Revenant color scheme. It looks like the Revenant.
It is, but I also kind of think it's probably accurate with the human condition and the way things were out in the wild, wild west.
But you
right?
don't think that the Wild West was more like a John Wayne movie? You don't want it to be prettier?
No. I know you'd like it to be Little House on the Prairie. Nothing could be further from the truth.
I know.
Right?
But the American Western is a genre unto itself, and that doesn't look like the American Western I'm accustomed to. So.
But the thing is, I believe that especially in the early days when the West was undeveloped, prior to development, it was probably quite like that, where you had warring factions mm-hmm. and a lot of that going on. And, you know, so if you really...
And a lot of axes to the head.
What's that?
A lot of axes to the head.
Lots of axes to the head.
I feel sorry
for
that
real
lady
pick-me-up,
who
you know?
Took that bolt to the forehead. That was
that
sad.
That was nasty. I saw that one. That was the last night's episode that I watched where she's
in the middle
of a sentence.
And this is a series, not a movie?
It's a series. It's a series. And so if you are somebody who really, really believes that human beings at their very core are crap, just check it out. It's heavy duty. And I thought The Revenant was like that. I thought The Revenant was really like you're out in the middle of filth and the wilderness and smoke and dirt, and you don't have places to bathe and all that. It's look at Rob's face.
I can't.
You look in? Would you ever look in?
I'll look in on it, but I'm just, you know what? A Western should have Angie Dickinson in it. I mean, this is what we need.
I know.
But see, Netflix says, it takes a new look of the old West.
It does. Yeah. And a new honest look, I believe, if you really get into the history. And there's enough written about that time where you probably could cobble that together. I'm going to read more about it and find out if, you know, just how accurate it really would be. Look, I think that there were Native Americans were warring. There were warring factions prior to the arrival of the great evil white devil, too. Then you throw in the white devil and, you know, you got a lot of people out there trying
to
kill each other.
Do you think you and I, Mike, would have lasted 10 minutes in the Old West?
I think I would.
Yeah, you would. I'd be shot.
you would probably be a good merchant, right? You
I suppose, but that would require establishing.
Yeah, like building the
building
inn and
the
like
business.
Farming
yeah, that's not,
is no, you
it's
would,
not
you'd
happening.
Die.
Come on,
you'd be the guy hanging from the town square. what were you going to say, Josh?
You've been doing that axe throwing. Have you been getting ready? But the creator said that he first read about the Meadows Massacre, the Mountain Meadows Massacre, and that started down this path.
Yep.
And so if you want to read more, read about that and the massacre of the Utah War.
Yeah, yeah, because Utah, Mormons, Native Americans, the regular white devils that are out there trying to make their way. Fascinating American primeval. Check it out. We got to take a break. We will come back with something a little more light. We've got plenty of time on this show to get you back on track here. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out.
Mike,
you might be interested
maybe
in taking
need,
a peek at.
They might need an MC at the saloon. Maybe I could do that.
There you go.
And we have a promo here, okay?
Oh, good. Thank you for letting me know. We'll take a short break and come back with the round table and the horrible news of the day. As you set resolutions for 2025, consider how learning a new language can enrich your life, whether through travel, career advancement, or cultural appreciation. Learning a new language can help you connect with others and explore new cultures. Here's a great idea. Learn a language as a fulfilling New Year's resolution. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages like Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, Rosetta Stone has no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. This is a lifetime membership. You can keep learning from now until forever. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now.
The new year is here and you can celebrate with a cup of cheer. But not just with any cup, introducing
the GMOS Loud Cup.
Party Starter has double-walled insulation. It keeps your hot drinks hot and your cold drinks cold. Perfect for your favorite libation.
Like a Dr. Pepper.
It was good for you, Billy.
Could I have some petite marshmallows and some cocoa?
It comes in three groovy colors. It tells everyone you're a proud American. Plus, it fits in any standard cup holder.
This is awesome.
But don't forget, with your purchase, you get the lid that makes a funky sound.
You just put your lips together and blow.
Don't miss out. Get yours today through the store at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Say hello to our friends at Magic Mind. This little bottle here is something I enjoy every day, and I'm going to enjoy it for you right now. Staying focused in today's world can be a real challenge, but Magic Mind has been the game changer for me. It's the tiny little shot, just this size right here, packed with mushroom nootropics, adaptogens, and essential vitamins that help me stay clear-headed, productive, less stressed. I honestly love how it keeps me going in the mornings without any caffeine crash, and it tastes great too. And I'm gonna take a little.
Here he goes,
swig,
ladies
right
and gentlemen.
Here
look here,
right. It's yummy. Yum. You do it too, right, Rob?
I have mine. I wasn't gonna do my shot until the show, and since we're both shooting, let's shoot. Ready? You can
tastes
talk
good.
Now because I'm going to drink.
Tastes really good. No here. Caffeine crash. Tastes great. How about this? This month, they're offering Woo! Something super cool, a bundle with both Magic Mind and their new Magic Mind Sleep. It's the perfect combo for starting your day off strong and winding down at night. If you've been curious, curious.
So curious.
There are the fireworks. Now is a great time to give it a shot, literally. They even have a risk-free guarantee you can't miss. You're going to love it. Right now, you can get 45% off the Magic Mind bundle with my link. MagicMind.com/OmeraJam. Once again, that's MagicMind.com/OmeraJam. Let's go. Let's go make some magic with Magic Mind. Here it is. I love it. It's very, very cool the way they do
that. Reclaim your brain, Mike.
Amen, Rob Spiewak. Here is the very latest. I have to share it to you because it's a big, big deal. The fire's out in L.A. Leonardo DiCaprio giving $1 million, which will go to various charities. The Eagles, not the NFL team, the rock band, donating $2.5 million to the upcoming fire aid.
God, that's like six of their tickets.
Donating $2.5 million to the upcoming Fire Aid benefit concert. No word if they'll be performing. Dave Grohl spent his 56th birthday making chili for firefighters and victims. YouTube and Google are pitching in $15 million. A charity collecting clothing for fire victims says it got, quote, the most incredible amount of stuff. A huge amount of donations from Jennifer Lopez. Meghan Markle donated clothing and beauty products to teen girls. State Farm, California's largest insurer, has canceled a planned Super Bowl ad.
Oh, no.
Last year's commercial started with Arnold Schwarzenegger rescuing puppies from a burning house.
So I remember that,
if it had a similar type thing, they've canceled. I don't know why they mention it that way. I'm not sure whether it would be something fire-related or who knows.
I just think that it would be a good time for State Farm to stay under the radar
for
a minute.
State Farm's been the headline insurance agent that has been cutting and stopped all the insurance out there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pulled out of California.
You know, ridiculous. You know, that's what
Flo wouldn't
for.
Do that, Mike.
No, well, but also the astronomical profits, and they need to be scrutinized. Lots of celebrities have been seen out in public helping victims of the L.A. wildfires. Kelly Osbourne has a message for them. Go home. She posted a video saying, quote, "Is it me being my usual cynical self, or is it really disturbing seeing these celebrities using other people's pain and suffering as a photo op to say, I'm helping, I'm doing this, I'm doing that?" I think it goes both ways. I think there are certain celebrities that are probably doing that, but there are probably legitimately concerned people that are trying to help. She says, "I don't believe you should help because you get attention for helping. I believe you help because you want to." But the bottom line is, lots of good is done for people that are doing it for attention, too.
Yeah.
If it's going to get $1 million for a charity, if it's going to get people better donations because they're getting a little pat on the back, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't.
Take a page from John Cena. Do good and don't talk about it. Just do it.
Yeah,
and
in a perfect world.
If they discover it, that's fine. But, you know, you're out there helping, so help.
And I think that when you look, you're going to have people doing it for a variety of reasons. I don't care. As long as you help, help. That's the message I have for this. Now, we all know before she passed, everybody was in love with Betty White. She was America's elderly sweetheart. She was.
I hugged her.
Lots of people. What's that?
I hugged her once.
And she was super nice.
She was terrific.
She had a reputation for not being the best person, the nicest person. Behind the scenes. Hmm. Now, is this the first we've had of this? I think it might be.
I think that this is because everyone speaks the world of her.
Well, obviously she's not here to defend herself anymore, but this is the person throwing the darts. Sally Struthers. Credible.
Is she making a movie?
I don't
know. No, but she's got that show with Ted Danson. What is it? A Man on the Inside? Man on the Inside?
Yeah, Netflix show, A Man on the Inside. Struthers.
Struthers
is throwing darts at Betty. She was if you don't know Sally Struthers, she's done a lot of stuff for Save the Children. That's what a lot of people know her for. I remember because I'm old, All in the Family in the 70s. She played Gloria, Archie Bunker's daughter.
Yeah, and there was a spinoff called Gloria in the 80s that was decent.
And Rob just mentioned A Man on the Inside, Ted Danson. Sally once went to Betty's house with some other people to work on a pilot for a game show. And Betty's housekeeper brought out a plate of cookies.
Mm.
When Sally reached for one, Betty told her, quote, "Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dear. You don't need a cookie."
Oh,
look,
wow.
Do you think it could be generational? I think it could be.
Little girl.
My mom would say that to me.
Yeah.
Do you really
need
that cookie?
Yeah.
You don't need another cookie. You know, that. Although my mom sent, as a fat guy, Rob can relate to this.
Yeah.
Your mom can send mixed signals where, you know, I'm really worried about your weight, and then bring out a pie.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The way that goes.
That's how they
Sally
say love.
Says she was totally fat shamed in front of the rest of the people in the room. And she said, this is her quote, "I thought, gosh, that's not nice.
Oh, little girl, it's okay, little girl.
Oh, come on. Oh, geez, little girl. You really need that cookie? You really want that cookie for your fat?"
I don't know why Struthers is out doing all this stuff. She recently said, I saw in an interview, that All in the Family, although Norman Lear took credit for it, and this is weird because it's a similar structure, she said, "Well, he's gone now, so I can say this," which is what she said about Betty White there, is that All in the Family was based on a show in England that Carol O'Connor saw and came back and told him about it. So that he didn't actually, Norman Lear, create it. He just took advice and took the credit from Carol.
And Carol's
O'Connor.
Dead, too.
Yeah, and Gene.
And Gene's dead. Sally says Betty White was a very passive-aggressive woman, adding that, "I know everybody loves her. They loved her so much. I didn't have such a great experience with her." Well, that's being honest. Her own personal experience
is
fine. You know who Sally did love, though?
Who?
Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
She called B. Arthur a force of nature and, quote, "filthier than a drunken sailor." I have heard a lot of great things about B. Arthur when she got roasted by Jeff Ross, tells a story about roasting B. Arthur and how later on they had a moment and B. Arthur was kind of cool. So I like that story better than
the mention of
Betty
an old
White
shoe
story.
In there.
You can eat an old shoe if you have to.
That's right.
Planters, Rob Spiewak, you have been looking for a side hustle.
I need a side
arrived.
Hustle, Mike. Bring it. Bring it.
Yeah, it's Rob Spiewak, whose ship has come in. I'm doing Old Man Potter. Planters is looking to hire 3 new people to tool around the country in their nutmobile.
I am in.
It's like the Wienermobile's slightly less sexy cousin. Starting this June, you'll be a brand ambassador for a year, driving it around the country to different events as part of their peanut squad. You'll also manage event planning, pitch the brand to local media, and occasionally dress up in costume. We're guessing Mr. Peanut.
Could be.
You
could
can
be.
Eat.
Yes.
It pays
Don't
40...
you think, Mike, it would be great to get the nuts and the wiener together?
Yeah, nuts and a wiener. Well, I've got that on order.
Oh, look at that. So many veins. Yeah.
Oh, I think that might be more... You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Oh, my God, you're right. It does look like that. what's the pay? $45,000 a year plus benefits.
That's peanuts.
Maybe that's why they made it so low. There's also a travel stipend. Oh, you could work around that, Rob.
You could bet your ass I could.
You could probably do that. They don't say how much. You can apply now between February 14. You could between now and February 14.
That's
so you
Valentine's
got a month
Day, yeah.
at PlantersNutmobile.com. So get on it. Would you be willing to leave the house and travel?
Of course, except once they find out that I had the ability to flip a Subaru, they're probably going to put me in the back of the line.
Here you go. The Nutmobile.
Well, that thing looks like it would roll nicely, though.
Yeah, it does.
You'd be all
right. By the way, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, at one point in time in my career, we got Donny Osmond to hop in the back of it, stick his head out of the very top of the thing, yell at traffic, "I'm Donny Osmond. Don't you wish you were me?" I remember.
Now, Mike, do you think back on the dozens, and there had to be a dozen or so, at least, people that saw that weren't listening to your show and just said, "What the hell is going on here?
What an a-hole."
Yeah.
A woman in Indonesia is going viral after she got her nose ring stuck in the back of an office chair.
Oh, that's not okay.
She was joking around, sticking her nose in the holes in the back. I'm not sure whether... I think they sound like those little fabric holes that are on the mesh.
Yeah, like a mesh. You know? Yeah.
Well, the piercing got caught in the mesh. It says mesh. No one could free it, so they called for help. The woman in the attached chair... were taken in the back of a van to a local fire department where they were able to cut her free. There's video of the entire rescue mission, and they had some fun with it. She seems scared during the ride in the back of the van with the chair, but then she rides the attached wheelie chair up to the firefighters. So she rides the attached wheelie chair up
to
the...
So I guess they pushed her on the chair like a task chair, but they used it like a wheelchair to get her there? Because she's stuck to it, right?
They also pretend like they're going to use a chainsaw to free her, which that's the firefighters being fun. Ultimately, they just use some pliers to cut her free. It's unclear if the woman will have to pay for the damaged chair. Who cares? She's figure out how to remove the ring in the event that she continues sticking her nose in things. She said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, you know, Mike, when I got my nose piercing, I love to play the game where you press your face against a chair to make other people laugh. And it doesn't always turn out well. This poor
hilarity
woman.
Hilarity ensues. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Very, very, very ensues.
Oh, the chainsaw.
Finally, today, a photographer and a model broke their own Guinness World Record with help from a diving expert by conducting a photo shoot at a depth of 163.38 feet underwater off the Florida coast. Canadians Steve Haining and Sierra Antoski, with the help from U.S. diving and safety expert Wayne Fryman, originally set the record for the deepest underwater model photo shoot at a depth of 21 feet in 2021.
That doesn't seem that deep, 21 feet.
Well, that's 163 feet is, though.
That is. Yeah, I'll give them that. Yeah.
Haining and Antoski underwent months of technical training, gas blending, and decompression practice. We're such idiots, aren't we? So they could break their own record with a photo shoot at the Hydro Atlantic shipwreck off the coast of Boca Raton. Haining snapped photos while Antoski... is Antoski the lady? The lady, yes, Sierra. She served as the model at a depth of 163.38 feet.
Hey, look at that. Thank you,
smashing their own record. And we have her here, Rob. We have Sierra Antoski here if you would like to ask her any questions.
Miss Antoski?
I'm here.
Hold on, I got to do a different Hold on. All right, hold on. I'm ready now. I can do it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Miss Antoski?
I'm here.
Wait a minute.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
First of all, congratulations on breaking your own record.
Thank you.
Are you boning the photographer?
I didn't. How come I wasn't able to get the effect? I wanted to get a high effect with the thing going on.
Oh, wait, you're close.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
You got to kill your main mic, though.
Start again, please.
All right. Hi, Miss Antoski. Do you remember me? We spoke a moment ago.
Hi, Rob.
Congratulations on your achievement in breaking your own record.
I'm sitting on a tennis ball.
dance
that scene. You'll understand that if you get the bonus show. I'm sorry. That's a
no. Just no, yesterday's yesterday. Show.
Oh, yesterday. I'm sorry.
You
I'm
have
wrong.
To listen.
Sometimes
to
there are
everything.
Too many buttons and my brain goes squirrely. Yeah. I apologize.
Unless she you is plan on sitting on the tennis ball in tomorrow's bonus show.
Yes, we'll see. Anyway, thank you for that. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed that segment. We'll be right back.
How are you,
everybody? Let me zoom in on this if
Please
I can.
Do,
let me
Mike.
See if
it's
I can get a good
time.
Camera shot of that. There it is.
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV. There it is. Liquid IV, ladies and gentlemen. You know I love it. I drink it out of my my lovely Pizza Hut cup here. It's good stuff. You should love it, too. We've been talking about it and telling you about it for a very, very long time. I'm enjoying the white peach. This program sponsored by Liquid IV. Mm. A new year means new resolutions. Whatever you do, do it your own way with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. I love, love, love Liquid IV. It helps you break the mold with flavors like their new Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free Raspberry Lemonade, a bright zero-sugar flavor combining notes of ripe, freshly picked raspberries and citrusy, zesty lemon. It's great. They're all great. All their flavors are phenomenal. You know that I love it. I love it out of my Pizza Red cup. It's great. The best. It keeps me going. Whether you get regular or sugar-free, you can choose from about a million flavors, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. It makes a great sandwich, too. That's right. Put that all over it. No, it does not. Stop
I do it with cream cheese. It's good.
Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV. Embrace your rituals with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Man, so much to talk about on today's show. I want to get the Josh thing out
Me
of the
too.
Way here.
I'm very curious about it.
Josh is going to a Christian retreat this week where he will be at...
No,
at,
Mike, you're thinking...
That's Christ I'm standing.
You're thinking of Godfest. This is Podfest.
Is it called Podfest?
It's called Podfest.
Yes.
Podfest. What yes. Now, I know it that is, they have Podfests all around the country,
yeah,
correct?
It is a it's a trade show and like convention for podcasters. So they're, it's in Orlando this weekend. So I decided I'd drive down on Friday and check it
Do
out.
Do you
it's
think there's
going to
be
away.
A lot of really, really good-looking people there?
Well, I didn't invite Mike.
Well, of course not. He would stick out. Too handsome.
I think it's going to be a lot of people trying to talk about themselves.
Do you think that they will be doing it in Orlando on a regular? Is this a regular recurring activity?
Year, I believe every year this one's in Orlando.
In Orlando? Okay. And this is the first time you've been,
yeah,
correct?
I've never been. My plan is to go down really to talk to some of the companies we work with all the time.
Will you be? So you'll be scoping it out. And because
yes.
I think this would be something that if it was... worthwhile, and you thought a presence up there would be worthwhile, we could maybe blast up to Orlando next year and tape it. I think
yes.
it might be fun.
I don't know mm-hmm. what to expect. I know that we have companies that we work with hosting and recording and
yes.
gear, and they're all supposed to be there. So that's why I'm going to go and check it out.
All right. I think that's great. I think that's incredible. And I hope it's something special. What in your mind's eye, because obviously you think about these things.
Yeah.
What would be a best case scenario that you would be hobnobbing with potential advertisers, that you would get some amazing deal on hosting, that type of all the technical stuff?
Best case is find another company that wants to help us with sponsorships.
Okay.
That'd be great. Guest booking would be wonderful. And then, of course, continued, we use, I think we've mentioned it before, we use StreamYard every morning.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's
our
platform.
They keep increasing their price. So if we find something else there, it might be interesting.
Well, I'll be give them a heads up. Watch out, StreamYard. We're coming to get you. What's the worst case in your mind? Because obviously you probably played that out too.
Yes.
What it might be, like a big gymnasium full of card tables?
Yeah, like a back-to-school day.
A bunch of podcasters walking around saying, listen to my podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll
Here's
be
my
drag.
Business card.
Yes.
All the emails I get of self-published people there
yes.
in person coming up to me.
I think that's a drag. That is
case scenario would be all the podcasters riding that roller coaster at Disney and throwing up in the trash can.
Well, it's at SeaWorld.
Okay.
Is it really at SeaWorld?
Well, it's at one of the SeaWorld hotels.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Did you know that place was named after my wife?
Rob.
Mike.
How dare you?
That's horrible.
Using that a lot this week.
But these type of conventions were really helpful in my last career. So I'm hoping in this it is as well.
People like putting a face to a business. I mean, I do believe that because this is such a...
And I have gotten a message to meet an old friend of the show.
An old friend of the show who's in the business?
Who's in the business.
Yeah.
Is it a old friend of the show who hobnobbed with us and it ended well or it ended badly?
I don't think it ended well.
Oh, dear.
I would agree with him. Because I know
you know the person, Rob?
I do. I would also say he was this person, and it is a he. That is his pronoun, was in the first era of this show.
Are the initials MR?
They are.
It's nice, isn't it?
And he reached out?
Yeah, I have a relationship with him before this show, so he's going to be there as well, and is hosting a meet and greet.
Oh, okay.
He's hosting a meet and greet?
Not a meet and greet, a meet up for other podcasters.
Oh, okay, because a meet and greet implies that
meet
and he
would
be like...
go get his autograph, yes.
Yeah, is he still doing it? Is Mark Ronick still doing his thing?
He is doing his own editing and consulting for podcasters.
Okay, but not a show anymore.
And he has a show for podcasters.
All right, but no longer his show.
I don't know about his show.
I'd do a mini episode with him.
I bet he'll get a lot of details after the meetup.
I'd do a mini episode. I don't remember, I know that,
it was
outside
a long time ago.
Time heals. I don't care. You know, it's not like, the whole thing with Don was a little disconcerting when they tried to go into business with him. That was kind of an F you to me. I retract my statement. I might not do a show with him. I'm not sure I want to.
Would you submit questions?
What's that?
Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
I just said, let me see how it goes tomorrow.
Yeah. I know Josh. Josh hobnobs with a lot of different people, a lot of different walks of life, and that's the way it happens. I don't have any issues with that. To be honest with you, I thought with the mini episodes we're going to be doing for the bonus content, we've thought about going a little retro, with going back to people we've worked with before, and it doesn't necessarily to me. But
there were good. You guys had good times with him.
So we had great times.
We could have them on and talk about those beginnings of the show 15 years ago.
I'd go one step further. Talk about why he hated me so much.
That was my next step, is talk about the ending.
I
don't think he hated you as much as there were other players that he hated.
Yeah, I think you're right. But it doesn't matter as much as I wouldn't mind just catching up. And I don't need to look back and do that. Although there's a segment of our audience that would crave that.
Their mouth is watering right now.
I don't care. You know, there's a meanness in show business. There is a meanness that exists in the business of show. You know, if you want to, even the most successful people in our industry, you go back, look at some of the moments that Joe Rogan has had on his show and on his stand-up. I mean, you're always going to have conflict. It's natural. It happens. It's never going to be peace among the planets. So I do believe time heals, and I believe that at a certain point, but there also there are situations where it's so upsetting, where the upset is so significant about things that I did not experience that with Mark. No. Where it's that. Was I pissed? Yes. Did I feel screwed? Yes. Did the ending hurt so much that I would be traumatized? No. There are other examples of that. So that would be the way I would look at that. It would not be a situation where I would have a big problem. And is he doing anything with the other guy, with Lowell? Is he doing anything with him anymore?
I don't know. I will find out.
All right, is
find
Lowell out. Still on TV?
Lowell is
I have
not.
No idea.
Like,
I'm not in the
He's like
area.
A county commissioner or something now.
Oh, good
That's
Lord.
Funny. Hey, we move on. That's the way life like goes, that. Ladies and gentlemen. That's cool. Look,
is
think
he crooked? Is he a crooked county commissioner?
You bet your ass. I'm just kidding, Lowell. Just kidding you. Just making a little joke. That's all it is. You know, that's fun.
He is the chief PIO of Baltimore County.
Public DPW. Information officer. Perfect job for him.
That is a good. You know what he is? He's the Wade Baird of Baltimore.
He is. Maybe a police spokesperson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He might be that. By the way, there's an anchor lady down here, Lisa Greenberg, who went to Cape Coral and is now the public information officer for Cape Coral. I think those are very lucrative gigs. I think those gigs are very, very good. Mm-hmm. But also pressure, you know, with big, big news stories and police.
Not
and
as much
all that
pressure
stuff.
As working on Channel 2.
And it looks like the last time they did a podcast together was January 25th, 2023.
That long ago.
Wow, a Christmas podcast.
And before that, October 19th, 2022.
Okay, so they don't do that thing anymore. Well, but find out and say hello. I'm fine with that. I am not.
And you know what? Reach out to Lowell, too.
I'd like to get both of them on.
It would be fun.
Because we have a big history with those guys.
Yeah, because they started as interns back at WJFK.
I will talk to Mark tomorrow and straighten it up. Set it up.
And if he says no, I'm fine with that too. That's no problem at all if he doesn't, because I'm not out to bust balls or anything like that. I'm just out to do that. And it'll probably be something that nice little underlying tension would be something that I would enjoy. That's a guy I could handle it with. I could handle it with Buzz too. So that I've mentioned that if we why are you shaking your head, Rob?
I think we've said goodbye to Buzz a few times. Let's just leave it lay.
Okay, all right. That's Rob. Rob's allowed to make the call as well. Rob is allowed to make that call if he wants to make that
Rob
call.
Or Rob could skip that TMOS.
I could skip it. I'm just saying that would be my gut.
I really would want to do it with Rob though.
I'd
want to have him here. That's the way. Well, and
let's
chat. We'll see. It's just a weird life. I don't want them all to be looking over my right shoulder. I want some of them to be forward moving.
Yeah,
that would be something I would be interested in.
I got a LinkedIn request to connect on LinkedIn yesterday.
From who?
From someone, because it said they used to work at the Mike O'Mara show.
They used to.
They used to.
Do you have a name?
Do you know the name? Do you have the name?
It was another Josh. I'm trying to pull it up.
Josh.
Rob?
I'm trying to think. Did we have an intern called Josh? Maybe if you have a last name, it would help me.
I'd have to
yeah, well,
try to figure it out.
We can do that another time. We got to take a break right now. When we come back, let's see.
It's Josh Brolin. That's who it is.
Wonderful guy. Great actor.
Wonderful.
Really.
Yeah.
Great
glad.
Time we had. Swearing and acceptability.
Yes.
What is acceptable nowadays in the world of swearing? Do you cuss a lot? Do you have a potty mouth? This next segment's for you. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. We'll do it live.
Live.
Hello, friends. Listen up. New for 2025, we are continuing to maximize your bonus show experience because better access means more fun. We're giving you more because you deserve more. New for 2025, exclusive TMOS extras that are only available to bonus show subscribers. We were just talking about them, doing our little 30-minute segments. Every extra content is for you as a bonus show subscriber and something you will love. Remember, the bonus show is available on a monthly basis or as an a la carte single episode. That's nice. Just remember, MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's where you grab it. That's what keeps the show going. If you don't subscribe, we don't do the show. It's that simple, and we need your help to do that. It's all there, baby. Come back to where you belong, the TMOS bonus show family. Remember, your bonus show subscription or renewal is not just your source for an extra uncensored show every week and the TMOS extras. What? Let me read that again. Hold on a second. All right.
It's not all just right. that. And that.
Wait a minute.
It's also.
Hold on. I want to read it. The TMOS bonus show. All right. Remember, your bonus show subscription or renewal is not just your source for an extra uncensored show every week and the TMOS extras. It is also the way we can continue to provide the free episodes all week. Now I read it correctly. It's how we feed our families. So join us, won't you? For any issues or assistance, contact Josh or email support at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For additional details, visit the bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Again, coming soon, TMOS tennis balls. Shut up. They will. That's all he cared about in that. He didn't want to care about.
No, I ran with my hands over a head screaming. Mike, I've placed Josh, thanks to people in the chat room.
It is Josh Murphy.
Yes, Ken Bone. He would say Bone, remember?
Winter's Bone.
Yeah, and he was
the old radio show.
No, but Josh Murphy was the guy that would say Bone.
According to LinkedIn, he was a digital production assistant for the Mike O'Mara Show from November 2012 to April 2014.
That's about right. He helped with the first run of Fruitcakes. He also he walked my dog when my dog was a puppy. So I guess that was digital assistance. But Josh is a great guy.
Say hello.
Yes.
Say hello for me.
No problem linking up with him on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. All right. Swearing, cussing. You have something that came across your desk regarding that particular subject.
Now, in real life, you're not a big swearer. I don't think I am either.
Oh, I am, though. Oh, wow. Wow. Really?
No, I mean...
You know me on the show, really. You don't know I'm not on...
I've heard you swear like in the car, but it's like you're not at a cocktail party tearing it up and yelling the F word is what I'm saying. You're not reliant on cuss words.
Oh, every time you get some mini crab cake.
I am not reliant on it. I am not reliant on it, but I like to. I enjoy it.
Yeah, but also you don't force it. Like on a bonus show when we can, you don't force it. It comes natural.
I will tell you that because of the nature of what we do, where we have to speak and censor and self-censor, that tends to make you potty-mouthed. You get it from people that that are in jobs
where they have
to exhibit some decorum. Yeah. They usually do that. The military, they swear a lot in the military where they're not. So I've got it a little bit, but you're right. I don't do it just to do it. Go ahead.
And Josh is very clean mouthed. I think we've had limited.
I've
time
never heard
together.
Josh cuss in person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think.
Would you say
doesn't
that, Josh?
Happen. Okay. He doesn't do it.
Yeah.
I do it when necessary, sometimes for effect, but I'm not particularly that way. But if you are at your office, and keep in mind, this is work. Work could be in a high rise.
Do you want to know why he never cusses, Rob?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Fear of hell.
Not exactly.
Okay, I know. Just
he doesn't like the burning lake? The lake of fire? Oh, wait. I think Mike has something to say.
Hello, Josh.
Oh, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, Josh.
Oh, now I know this guy.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you better not cuss.
No.
Hey, Rob, where are the flames?
Oh, you know, God.
Where are the flames?
I was doing this for you.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Where are my tennis balls?
All right, that's it. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place today on the show. My apologies. Go ahead, Rob.
You're
talking about swearing.
Yeah, so keep in mind, this is just generally at work.
Yes.
How acceptable, if at all, do you consider it to swear? How acceptable is it to swear at work, in your opinion?
In my world, it was very acceptable.
Yeah, okay. Josh, you've worked on a couple
of
businesses.
Construction sites and everything all the time.
Yeah, people
acceptable.
Cuss.
Yeah.
People cuss.
I would say...
If you're in a... A lawyer's office, probably not as much, but still, behind closed doors at a lawyer's office, you'll hear it too.
But then I had it in my sales office where it was inappropriate, and I had to call people out a few times because you'd be meeting with clients, and there'd be secretaries cursing down the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I go with somewhat acceptable. I think if you're with your normal crew and people that you're around, I think
sales office makes me think right now because I'm laughing about it. Like you go to a car dealership, it's like this effing Kia's got your effing name on it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it's a time and a place, right?
MFing sealant on the paint.
Listen, let me go talk to my effing manager. I'll be right back. Why do they always have a New York accent? Well, yeah, you know it's self-explanatory.
So the survey fell out like this. Actually, the biggest percentage, 31%, said not at all acceptable to cuss at work.
It depends on the job and it depends on where you
are. I agree.
It's time and a place. You got to read the room.
28% say not very acceptable. 23% says somewhat acceptable. And I think that's the most reasonable. Completely acceptable to swear at work, 9%. Less than 10% there. One test.
Hey, you know when it's not acceptable?
Where?
It's not acceptable when you're in a sporting event and there are little kids around.
Funny you should bring that up.
Too many people do that. Oh, there's something in there about that? Because
about
that's crap.
Chilling, yeah. Yeah,
I agree. People out on that.
As a matter of fact, one of my most shocking moments is the first time I heard my son say the F word.
Oh, my. That's terrifying, isn't it? That's terrifying.
It was terrifying, and then it was funny because he used it so well. He was so frustrated with trying to register for a class.
Do you know what my son said yesterday, Rob?
What?
My son yesterday, in the car coming home, he says something that gets me really ramped up.
What?
And he said, sorry, Dad. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm rage baiting you. That's my 11-year-old rage baiting me.
So they talked about profanity in front of young children. Would you say it's completely acceptable? Somewhat acceptable? Not very acceptable?
Depends on how young.
Or not at all. Okay, let's say you're at a...
Chuck E. Cheese.
I was going to say you're at a baseball game and you're seated near sixth graders. That would make them 11 years old.
No, they're kids.
Yeah, I've told someone at a baseball game, hey, my kids are here.
Yeah, I've said that too.
Right there. I've done that.
We're entitled within reason. If I was the dad sitting next to you without kids, I'd back you up 100% on that.
And actually,
then you and I would get into a big fist fight with them.
Yeah, with those beer foam hands.
And then I'd stand up, and then I'd wait, though. And I wouldn't let Josh stand up until, like, the last second. You want to go? Stand up, Josh. Look it up to all of you.
I'm getting ready, Josh. Cover for me.
I feel the same way, though, about inappropriate T-shirts. Around kids.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. It's not the place to do that.
Well, luckily, Robert couldn't read till he was 13. So by the time he could read the T-shirt, it was Mike. 5% say it's completely acceptable to swear around kids. Okay. I don't see that.
All right. Well, they're the same parents that'll take their kids to an R-rated movie with a slasher film. Although, Oh, by the way, so Michael's in the room last night when we pop on American Primeval, where they're dispatching people, and Carla said, "Go to your room," and we still send him down the hallway if it's hyper violent.
So he can watch it by himself.
You are absolutely
I showed
right.
both my kids when they were probably like 5 and 7. I showed them Bonnie and Clyde.
And Bonnie and Clyde, not all that bad until the bitter end.
Very violent at the end. Yeah. And then Julia went through a thing where she was way into classic scary movies. She watched Bates Motel and Psycho and all that stuff. She was way into it. And I let her watch that. I don't know if that's bad to let him watch gore.
I don't think there is. They're softer. They're softer from the early days of film.
But Mike, have a little faith that 54% of America says profanity in front of kids is not at all acceptable.
Amen. Yes. I like that. Yes. Good for you. That's a good one. I enjoy that. And
temper thy
move
tongue,
on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Temper thy tongue. Amen, brother. We'll take a break. Beautiful video just around
Gorgeous.
The corner. And don't forget. Oh, I didn't mention it today. We're still selling those mugs. You want to get a mention on the show? Go ahead. Hold on. I didn't do it today. I got a name though.
Okay. Let me see the music.
Amy Tinker and Jeff Hedrick, Michael Roche, Robert Smith, and Kim Taylor. There we go.
There was one from Dirk as well.
And Dirk Vastrick. Okay, very good. Thank you for buying the mugs. These beautiful mugs.
They're delectable.
Yeah,
delectable.
Dirk wanted someone else to lick it.
I bet he did. Thanks, Dirk.
Way to go,
you
Dirk.
Wild animal. We'll take a break, and we will come back with a beautiful video. You,
so
ladies
gross.
And gentlemen, are listening to the Yes, It Is, Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. I want to talk to you about DermGlow. I've talked about the NAD Plus that I take every day. This is what it looks like. Let me see if I can get a tight shot of this. This is the NAD. God, down, not
Hi,
up,
neck.
Moron.
Look at your neck. This is the best episode ever.
That
I see it, Mike. It's a little out of
so
focus.
Clear.
Yeah. Do you still have the applicator tip?
You know, I'm selling stuff here, Rob. Shut up.
I'm just filling
NAD
time
plus.
While you're focusing on your T-shirt collar.
I'm sorry. I have to do it. I'm going to take it right now.
All right.
Now. Here we go. Hey. This is the broken side here. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. No, missed it. There we go. That's NAD Plus, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, Scarface.
Thank you very much. There you go. New beginnings.
Hello?
DermGlow Skin. You can get your... Shut up! DermGlow Skin and Carla here to help you. You can lose weight with Tirzepatide and with all the products she has for weight loss. Carla is dedicated to guiding you. Let DermGlow Skin be your partner. All your peptide needs. Explore semaglutide, tirzepatide, samorolin, B12, and AD+. Just did that. Synapsin. Glutathione.
Oh, sensational.
PT151. And the most amazing variety of skincare products. I use a lot of them. The Sun Guard is fantastic. My Repair Bar, my Citrus Scrub, all delivered to your doorstep. You can experience the comfort of transformation from your own home. Even better, Carla, always there to support you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and discover the Weight Management and Peptides button. I'm Mike O'Mara, and now that I've lost the weight and maximized my epidermal beauty, it's time to widen the lanes. Am I right, ladies? Go in peace. Play your
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, Mike, here's one for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, everybody. Bob Steele. Here's the time. This is Bob Steele. There we go.
He was a durable, very, very long-running morning guy up there, right?
Rob Spiewak, I have a challenge for you.
Do it.
I'm now going to do my impression of Bob Steele, and hopefully, Rob, if you can retrieve by tomorrow's show a tape of Bob Steele of some kind, if you can find him out there.
Mike, I have his LP.
You have his LP, and we'll see how it goes. Right. Here's our oldie for today. That was a 21 share, which if you don't know anything about radio ratings back in the day, that's a monster rating.
Well, remember Hardin and Weaver used to kick off the 7 o'clock hour every day. I think it was at 6:50. They'd play a hymn. They'd play a hymn and a march. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's how you get a 21 share, I suppose. Absolutely. Mike, do you worry for the intelligence of our nation?
Oh, my God. You think?
It's like, when is the last time you made a can? And as always, it always has a resonance in my cabinet, my pantry. Chicken noodle soup from Campbell's.
I can't even tell you when. No.
All right.
No, long time.
Do you know in your head how to prepare it?
Yeah, you put the condensed soup in the saucepan, and then you pour in an equal amount of water from the can.
No, two cans. I think it's two cans.
No, it's one can. Two if you're cheap. But
excuse me.
Butter.
Sorry. Butter? How do you make it?
No, it is.
I was right.
You're right. Mike was exactly right. And when you said condensed, I knew you got it right.
Okay.
But here's the thing. People aren't reading the directions and they're just eating it straight. Here's smart lady discovering that she's messed it up.
I was 2 years old knowing that you're supposed to mix this with a can of water. You don't just eat this.
And then a close-up of the directions. There's her adding the water.
Ha ha.
That makes more sense.
Yes, it does. It
tastes the exact same. It's just obviously not as thick.
Yeah. You're not as pretty as you think, honey.
She's got to stick to the chunky Campbell's where it's already
ready to go. Yeah, most people probably, they probably sell more of that than the condensed soup. I think
condensed soup is an old thing.
Yeah.
At 60s when my mom was listening to Don Draper.
The tomato soup, you add milk. It's an option on the side. You can add water or milk.
And I bet you added milk.
Cream. You're so smart. Mike, a meteor is up in the sky shooting around. A meteorite is when it comes to Earth.
Yes.
Now, thanks to the Ring doorbell, we've seen the notion of a meteorite hitting Earth before. Perhaps the movie Armageddon reminds you of the it's like
Rudy Marsky came on the show one time to talk about the movie Armageddon, and he called it Armageddon. Which
he was doing news, and that was the best
we were
he could
laughing
do.
Our asses off. Yeah, so the Ring cameras have caught a lot of meteorites.
Yeah,
right?
Well, this is the first time apparently that they've caught a meteorite hitting with the right audio, and you may wonder how spectacular the sound is.
Oh wow!
Of a meteorite hitting Earth. Here we go. This is in off of Maine, up north. Kind of disappointing, isn't it?
Really let down. It's in Maine?
Yeah. It's off of Maine. What is it? There's an island.
Off of Main Street?
Is it St. Charles Island that's up there? Is that the one?
Oh, off the coast of Maine.
Off the coast of Maine,
Can we check that out again?
Yeah.
It is highly disappointing.
Yeah. Beautiful yard, though. Okay, here it comes.
Well, now, do you think if it hit you, that would kill you?
Yes, yes.
No, I think it would hurt. It depends where it hit you. If it hits you in the tennis ball, you'd be fine.
Now, don't they say like a penny off the Empire State Building can kill you?
That's an urban legend because it reaches a terminal velocity and it's not fast enough. It doesn't keep going.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Yeah. They always said that you could kill somebody at King's Dominion if you threw a penny off the Eiffel Tower. Not so.
It can't do it.
No.
Rob brought a whole bucket up.
rolls.
What if you leave it rolled?
Still alive.
Say it again, Josh.
What if you leave the pennies rolled?
Then we probably have a better chance.
Okay. Terminal velocity.
Mike, I am not a Burger King guy. I'm primarily a Wendy's guy, then McDonald's, and then I put Burger King. But if this is a new feature that they're offering, maybe I'll go to Burger King.
Okay, went to Burger King tonight. Listen, I need you guys to listen. Got my kids some chicken fries. This bag came. If you look down in there, you can see some residue.
It was a bag of pot.
That's weed?
Yep. Some tasty nugs.
Oh, my God.
So be careful if you order the chicken strings. Uh-oh, this just in.
Yeah, Kelly Neuhauser and Michael Kerr also. Thank you for, did they want it licked?
No, they did not. They didn't say anything about being licked, but tell them how much we appreciate them.
We appreciate Kelly Neuhauser and Michael Kerr. Thank you for buying these mugs. Yeah, the shelf is becoming thinner.
Barren?
It's becoming emptier, yes. Go ahead,
Rob.
You know
what would be great for those mugs is some undiluted chicken noodle soup.
Look what happened, Dad.
Mike, you've not been to a college graduation in some years, but they haven't changed. It is an interminable list of name.
Tedious no matter how
it is really rough, especially if you're in Indonesia and you're graduating and your name is Yuang Shi. That's Y-U-A-N-G.
Hold on, Rob. Wait a minute. I'm seeing a coffee mug floating across the room.
Does it have an ear?
Carla. Yeah, maybe in front of the camera. All right, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's she's the handle. On the side. Good.
There it is. There we go. Thank you.
They're called motor skills.
Shipping today.
Yeah, there you go. See
if you make it to the post office.
Somebody's not going into work today. Yay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
That's all right. We're closing with the Indonesian graduation, which is not a sex position. It is an actual college graduate, and her name is Yuang Shi. And it's just... I don't know if it sounded the way they wanted.
I say that to Rob all the time.
Well, listen.
Yuang.
Mike, listen to this. You'll like this.
Yuang Shi. Frank Guan.
I get mad at you when I do what I just did to you.
It doesn't matter.
You got to play it again. And I buried the lead. I stepped on the lead.
No, this you're is fine. The, yeah. All right, let's listen to this. Mike, it's Y-U space A-N-G space S-H-I, Shi.
Yuang Shi. Frank Guan. Erica.
That's Berkeley, right? Is that Berkeley?
No, it's in Indonesia.
Indonesia.
It said Berkeley on the screen.
It's at Berkeley. Like, it's not, Indonesian.
She's Indonesian. I'm sorry. My notes were vague at best.
Yes, that's okay. No problem.
Maybe the announcer was also, announcer might have been Indonesian.
Yuang Shi. Frank Guan. Erica.
Okay.
Am I an idiot for loving that as much as I do?
That's the Brenda Lee theory, we call it. That's the way it is.
Oh, let's get this off the screen. We're done with it. Thank you. Sorry about that, folks.
We are done. Thank you for all your support. We truly appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new bonus episode, ladies and gentlemen, where we will be showing some video of a true Baltimore treasure. There it is. That's how I would describe it. Yeah, and a lot of cussing. If we find it appropriate on this show. So check it out, but keep the kiddies away.
Also, Mike, tomorrow on the bonus show, what does the Supreme Court really think about pornography?
Oh, wow. Yeah, porn, more porn.
Yeah.
For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you tomorrow for the bonus show. And if you haven't subscribed, go do it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
I will always love you.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't like spam!
Why don't you love me?
Mike is very, very
very attractive.